Hello, listener. James here, standing in my studio on a Saturday morning. It's around about 10 o'clock, I do hope. It's 20 past 10 already. Haven't really achieved much today. We had a flurry of snow overnight. Eleanor's gone to play out the front, in as much as there is of it. I think apart from the dog walkers, that's been pretty much the extent of the people who've been out on the grass. The other side of the road from us, so that'll be nice. The reason I'm recording this audio book, it was intended to be published a couple of days ago, but I recorded it on the way home from work, and in doing so I ended up getting a bit confused, repeating myself, and thought I'll come home and sort of play it into my computer and edit it down. Got home, found it had disappeared, so I'm going to record it again. It's essentially a bundle of thoughts I was having about 1980s music. Not least the fact that I was listening to Heart with Christopher, and there were the occasional 80s hits like Gold by Spandau Ballet, and can't think of any other ones at the moment, but that kind of thing turning up. And I imagine he's going to look at it in the same way as we in my generation, my brothers and sisters, and I think probably many of the people who are on Audioboo with me are kind of a similar age when we were in our childhoods and we were listening to the music of the 1960s, and that felt quite old school and classic, if you see what I mean. And it's amazing that he sees music of that era as being old, if you see what I mean, whereas it was really modern, and every sort of year would come out with a new musical style. And it was a really exciting time, 82, 83, 84, this was at the dawn of the electronic age. And frankly, getting rid of punk, which is no bad thing, because I don't really like it. Anyway, then I was reflecting on the music that they were playing, and I was getting a little bit narked by the fact that you would hear either samples or sort of actual full-on cover versions or pieces of music that were lent themselves to tracks of the 1980s. And you'd think, well, why don't you just listen to the original? A great example is the Valerie song by Steve Winwood, which was ruined with a very heavy bass line, actually, that and a rather interesting video a couple of years ago. And it was just a very small segment of it, but it was repeated over and over again. Actually, the original song is fantastic, but you don't really hear it very often on the radio. But then I realised back in the 1980s, we heard songs like Red Red Wine by UB40, which was a Neil Diamond song. And actually, having listened to the original, he did it a lot better. And Soft Cell's Tainted Love, which really did usher in the electronic age of pop music. That was a track from the 1960s as well. I can't remember who that was by, though. That will come to me. Or maybe it won't. So, yes, we really have no comment to make on music from the 19, from now, considering the callbacks to the 1980s. Even Lady Gaga, as I mentioned in an audiobook a few months ago, really does pick up some of the styles and things from then. And it was interesting to know, when I was discussing this with Beth, she was saying that actually in the 1960s, the same song would be in the charts by different performers. So they already had cover versions actually at the same time. That very rarely happens, if ever, now. Then I was reflecting on the absolute 80s phenomenon, which is just amazing. It's one of the biggest growing digital stations, simply because there isn't really any music stations catering for it. You've got your classic gold stations that plays music from the 60s, 70s, and of course some of the 80s stuff as well. But there's nothing really 1980s. It doesn't fit into that genre. Heart, as I said before, plays a couple of music tracks from the 1980s, and Radio 2 does as well. But they are catering for a completely different audience. And we like to put absolute 80s on. Not a huge fan of the compression on it. It's a little bit too harsh for me. I'd much rather listen to an original LP than listen to it on the radio, but that's personal taste, I think. But it's really interesting to hear, actually, when you've been listening to absolute 80s, you put on a track from now, and the mastering has brought out all the trebles. It really sounds sparkly and clear, and makes the 1980s stuff sound quite mushy in comparison. I think in some respects that's artifice. When I'm making music, I will put it through a mastering process that brings out a lot of the sparkle. Then I'll listen to the original, I'll hear that it's sort of got that more, or it's kind of almost organic but still quite dull sound to it. the arguments as to whether too much mastering is going on and the dynamic range is being lost in music because they're just trying to push the levels harder and harder is for another time. But that was my reflections on 80s music. I have a real affection for it, and blip.fm is a fantastic place to find it. It finds the music from places like YouTube, obviously, and it's a social thing as well, so you can tweet about it and respond to people with it. It's been really good fun listening to other people's choices of 80s music, and it really makes me want to do an 80s radio show, actually. But taking on the might of Absolute, I think, is probably a bit beyond me at the moment. Anyway, I shall close now. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday and have a lovely weekend, in fact. There's more snow on the way, I think. But for now, I'm going to stay nice and warm indoors and only go out if I have to. Speak to you soon.